Let's say Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient name Reese Rhodes, R-E-E-S-E-R-H-O-D-E-S. Date of birth, November 9th, 1951. Date of appointment, April 28, 2026. Requesting physician Sarah Hand, S-A-R-A-H-H-A-N-D-P-A. Dear Sarah Hand, I have the pleasure of seeing Reese Rhodes today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 44-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who has a history of epilepsy since childhood. She is taking lamotrigine 200 milligram PO 2 times daily. Last seizure was a long time ago. Typical seizure start with a headache, then loss of consciousness, steering spell, unresponsive episode, confusion. It lasts couple of minutes. No tongue biting, no incontinence. She has a history of migraine since teenage year. Presently, the migraine is once in a week, involving the left temple, sharp, throbbing, pulsating, with nausea, with vomiting, with photophobia, with phonophobia, with dizziness, no visual phenomena. She's taking rizatriptan, which is helping a little bit. She was seen by neurologist at Saratoga Hospital and Dr. Lynch before LYNCH. She had an MRI of the brain which shows a small cyst in the right cerebral peduncles. She has a low vitamin D, which is 14. Past medical history, seizure disorder, polycystic ovaries, obesity, mixed bipolar disorder. Epilepsy, fibromyalgia, cobalamin deficiency, anxiety, diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia, back pain, hypertension, past surgical history, right knee surgery, allergy, iodine, medications, imitriptyl in 10 milligram daily, atorvastatin, ferrous sulfate, gabapentin, 600 milligram at night, and gabapentin 300 milligram 2 times daily, lamotrigine 200 milligram 2 times daily, lisinopril, metformin, norethindrone, rizatriptan, semaglutide, social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, she is on disability, she is single, lives with the parent, have no children, family is the mother alive with them, my father alive and healthy, one brother alive and healthy. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, ICR, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found that she is having a headache, memory loss, depression, anxiety, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain, physical examination. Blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 5/5, deep tendon reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 44-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number 1, epilepsy. Number 2, migraine. Number 3, depression. Number 4, anxiety. Number 5, memory loss. Number 6, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain. Next paragraph. At this time, I will continue the lamotrigine 200 mg 2 times daily and rizatriptan. She is getting this prescription from the PMD and she does not need any medication from me. I advised her to use cane or walker because she has a knee problem. I would like to see her back in my office in 6 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.